朋友，欢迎在活在耶稣里福音网站收听福乐人生讲坛。接下来为你播出吴继阳牧师的讲道信息。愿神仆人的教导能帮助你更好地学习圣经真理，坚定信心来跟随主耶稣。
献上我们的祷告。
Let us bow our heads。
使得天父上帝，从亘古到永远，你的慈爱是永不改变。
Yes, Heavenly Father, from the beginning to eternal, your love will never change.
是的，天父，我们感谢你，借着诗人的歌，借着弟兄的带领，我们能够把我们的心来向你陈明。
By the songs, we can confess our hearts to you.
愿你悦纳我们刚才所献上的赞美跟敬拜。
May you accept our praise.
我们也求主，现在我们打开你的话语，你也打开我们的心。
We ask God, please open your words and open our hearts.
让我们能够领会到圣灵今天要跟我们每一个人所说的话。
So we can understand what the Holy Spirit is going to tell us, each one of us.
让我们每一个人的心弦都被你所拨动。
May each of our hearts be touched by you.
叫我们都可以为你奏出生命中美妙的乐音来。
So each one of us can sing the beautiful songs of our lives.
我们将这一段时间仰望在主的面前。
We put this time in the hands of our Lord.
好像那婴孩在渴慕的灵奶一样，让我们的心也渴慕你的同在跟话语。
Like infants thirst for milk, let us be thirsty for your words.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名祈祷。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 人为何想改变？
Why do people want to change?
人是很矛盾的，一方面不愿意改，但是又渴望能改变。
We are very contradictory of ourselves. On the one hand, we want to change. On the other hand, we don't want to change.
人为何想改变？有三个基本的原因。
Why do people want to change? There are three basic reasons.
第一个是想脱离苦恼。
The first is try to escape from trouble.
好比一辆车老是出问题，很苦恼，就想，哎呀，算了，我就狠心买一个新车吧。
Like an old car always have problems, and you might think, forget about it. Maybe the time to buy a new car.
第二个想改变的原因是希望变好。
The second reason is to want to become better.
中年以后身材就自然改变，所以哎呀，想到要去做运动，让身体健康一点。
After midlife, the body shape starts to change, and then we might start think maybe it's time to start exercise.
第三个会想改变，乃是因为受到刺激的缘故。
The third reason could be being provoked.
可能遇到了很大困难的事情，然后就想彻底的改变自己。
Maybe encountering very difficult things and would like to completely change.
人想要改变，这个是会改变的第一步。
People want to change, this is the first step of making really changes.
一个不想改变的人，你再怎么逼他，也没有改变。
A person who does not want to change would not matter how much you force this person, they will not change.
但人想改变未必能做到。
But even people want to change, people may not be able to do it.
想是一回事，做又是另外一回事。
Wanting is one thing, but doing is another.
为何人改变不了呢？
Why people cannot change?
第一个是因为不知道怎么样改变。
First is don't know what to do.
很多人都不满自己的脾气。
Many people are not satisfied with their own tempers.
可是每一次被激怒的时候，脾气又来了，过了又后悔。
But every time being provoked, the temper would come out and then regret afterwards.
因为我们不晓得怎么样改变。
Because we don't know how to.
其实改变脾气是一件很难的事情，因为它跟隐藏的罪有关。
Changing a person's temper is very difficult because it has to do with hidden sins.
人改不了，第二个是因为避免受损失。
The second reason people cannot change is people don't want to lose.
改变必须要付出代价，要牺牲现有的利益。
To make changes, some people would have to change things, might have to sacrifice the current interest.
好像夫妻之间因为分工不平均，就会产生一些的矛盾。
For example, when between a couple, if the workload is not evenly divided, then it will cause friction.
要改变就必须重新的分配做家务。
In order to change, the redistribution of household chores need to take place.
往往需要改变的那一方都会觉得自己的利益受到了损失。
And the person who wants to change often feels that his or her interest is being infringed.
其实这是人自私自利最性的作祟影响。
This is actually a reflection of the selfishness due to sins.
人不能够改变是因为缺乏持续力。
Another reason people cannot change is because lack of endurance.
刚开始时候很有动力，但不久就发现改变不是那么容易。
In the beginning, maybe very well motivated, but then realize it's not that easy.
其实那个也是受到罪的影响。
This is also an effect of sins.
叫我们灰心失望。
Which discourages us and lose hope.
好比说每一年在开始的时候教会都鼓励大家一年把圣经读一遍。
For example, at the beginning of each year, the church always encouraged people to read the entire Bible in one year.
圣经一共1189章，每天读三章，一年是可以读完的。
The Bible has altogether 1,189 chapters. If you read three chapters each day, you will be able to finish the whole Bible in one year.
我知道我们当中有一些弟兄姐妹就是每一年把圣经读一遍。
I know there are brothers and sisters among us who do this.
但是大多数的人在开始的时候我们都很愿意，可是过了一个月、两个月还没有出埃及呢。
Most people are willing, they start to read, but after 1 or 2 months, they are still have not left Egypt yet.
人的问题不是不知道，而是没有办法去遵行。
The problem people have is not knowing. It's don't know, cannot do it.
这才是为什么人世间有这么多苦难的原因。
This is one reason why there are so many sufferings on this earth.
上帝容许人世间有许多苦难的存在。
God allows the existence of suffering.
因为苦难可以使我们谦卑，让我们觉得苦恼，受到刺激。
Because suffering can make us humble and make us realize their trouble and even provoke us.
这样我们才想去改变，变得更好。
Therefore, we might have motivation to change, to be better.
有一位姐妹分享说，当她的儿子进青少年期，发生许多的困扰。
A sister was sharing about her son being a teenager having a lot of problems.
他们母子之间有很大的冲突。
There's a lot of conflict between the mother and the son.
他天天都提心吊胆的，觉得哎呀，自己承受不了这样的苦难。
She's very worried that she may not be able to take it anymore.
有些人觉得养女儿要担心的多。
Some people think having daughters is more troublesome.
但这年头养儿子恐怕担心更多。
But these days, having sons, maybe you might need to worry more.
孩子经过青少年期，父母是经过大灾难期。
Children going through teenage years and parents going through suffering years.
Great tribulation.
In Bible words, great tribulation.
那如何去克服这些生活中的苦难呢？
How do we overcome such problems?
今天我们要从希伯来书第十二章来看。
Today we are going to study this from Hebrews chapter 2.
首先我们要决心从苦难中出来。
First we need to resolve to get out of such problems.
不论怎么样付出代价，我们也要有一个决心能够脱离困境。
Doesn't matter what cost is, we need to resolve to get out of such situation.
这个决心不是别人能够替你做的。
This resolution is cannot be made by other people for you.
当只有你肯下这个决心要改变，改变才会发生。
Only when you determine to make changes, changes might happen.
在希伯来书第十一章里面列落了许多圣经人物的榜样。
In Hebrews chapter 11, there were many examples of the great forefathers of the Bible.
让我们看到苦难是一直不断的与人同在。
So we can see that suffering is always with human, with mankind.
好像亚伯被他的兄弟该隐所杀。
Like Abe was killed by his brother Cain.
似乎就是那一些信靠神的人反而会遇到更多的苦难。
It's like those who obey God have more suffering.
从亚伯拉罕、摩西到撒母耳、大卫、先知、以利亚、以利沙、耶利米等等等等。
From Abraham to Moses to Elijah, David, and so forth.
他们受了许许多多的苦，天天都在苦难的边缘挣扎。
They suffered a lot. Every day they struggle at the verge of suffering.
但他们始终是抓住神，信靠神，所以神最后总是把他们救拔出来。
But they grab onto God and they rely on God, so eventually God always saves them.
这就是希伯来书十一章要教导我们的，让我们看到神愿意救拔我们，但是他不挪去我们的苦难。
This is what Hebrews chapter 11 taught us, that God is willing to help us, but God will not take away suffering.
只有你信靠神，你才可以经历到被神拯救的恩典。
Only when you rely on, believe and rely on God, you can experience the grace of God's salvation.
所以第十二章第一节就这样的说。
So chapter 12 verse 1 says,
我们一起来念，我们既有这许多的见证人如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪，存心忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程，仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。这里讲到走出困境的五件事情。
Here it talks about five things to get out of bad situation.
第一件事情就是放下重担。
The first one is to lay aside every weight.
就是要我们不必忧愁。
That is to tell us, don't worry.
你看环境，你越看你就越放不下心。
The more you look at the situation, the more you start to worry.
好像坐在船上面遇到大风浪。
It's just like sitting on the boat and encountering big storm.
你的两手紧紧地握着你的行李，但是那有什么用呢？
You grab tight onto your luggage, but what good does that do?
那个更沉重，而你要逃生的时候，一样东西都带不走。
It's even make it heavier when you need to escape. You cannot bring anything with you.
首先，我们要放下你的忧虑，放下你的重担。
We need to put down your worries, put down your burden.
你再怎么担心钱不够用。
However much you worry that money is not enough.
你担心会失去工作。
You worry that you might lose your job.
你担心身体会变坏。
You worry that your health may go down.
你担心 grant 拉不到。
You worry that you may not get grants.
你担心老师不给你过。
You worry that your professor may not let you pass.
你担心拿不到绿卡。
You worry that you may not get your green card.
这一些的忧虑对于你走出困境一点帮助都没有。
All these worries don't help you of getting out of your difficult situation.
只会徒增你的烦恼。
It only add more worry to you.
所以神要我们第一把难处交给他。
So God tells us first, put down our burdens.
第二，要解决你罪的问题。
Second, we need to solve the problem of sins.
这里说脱去残累。
It says lay aside sin which clings so closely.
不但是指的那些已经被显明的罪，自己看到的，还有没有显明的罪。
Not only those sins that you know you can see, and also include unseen sins.
有位弟兄跟他的妻子之间有一些的争执矛盾。
There's a brother who has some quarrel with his wife.
有一天他听到牧师讲说，你们动淫念就犯了奸淫。
One day he heard from a pastor that if you lust other women, you are already in adultery.
他就意识到他在网上看这些黄色的东西就是犯奸淫。
So he realizes that watching pornography on the internet is committing adultery.
所以他决心向他的妻子承认，请妻子来帮助他。
So he decided to admit to his wife and ask his wife to help him.
那么神就开始帮助他，慢慢就脱离了那些缠累他的罪。
God started to help him, and gradually he escaped from such sins.
网上有一些能够帮助我们不要去坏的网站的那些的软件。
There are software that can help us to stay away from those bad sites.
它会把一些你上了网站的这些记录呢报告寄出来。
It can record your the incidents that you visited such bad sites.
就有年轻人把他的报告寄一份给我。
There are young people who send such reports to me.
当你尝试的要脱离那些缠累你的罪，神一定会帮助你。
When you try to escape from such sins that cling to you, God will help you.
第三个，走出困境就是要存心忍耐。
The third is need to do it with endurance.
对付罪一定会带来羞耻、痛苦跟被藐视。
To face sins, it will bring shame and so forth.
但也绝对会得到自由、释放跟得安慰。
But you can also obtain freedom and is freedom from the bondage.
这是基督徒灵命成长的必要途径。
This is a necessary path for children to grow, for Christians to grow.
我们不要怕接受磨练，但是我们要怕不肯认罪。
We should not be afraid of facing trials, but we should not deny our sins.
因为我们不认罪，这罪就不得神的赦免。
Because if we do not confess our sins, the sin will not be forgiven by God.
如果你认罪，你存心忍耐，许多的事都会过去的。
If you repent from your sins and you with endurance, things will pass.
我们看孩子说他们很多的不对，但是我们看不见自己的错误，自己的罪。
We often see many faults in our children, but we do not see faults in ourselves.
我听到很多父母们说，他说：“哎呀，我受不了，受不了孩子。”
I heard often some parents say, "I can't stand my children."
哎呀，我忍了，真是无可再忍。
I could not go on anymore.
但后来他们都过来了，看他们孩子也不错嘛，也没有死掉。
And then later they all passed, and seeing their children, they're all fine.
如果你存心忍耐，你可以走出这个困境。
If you deal with endurance, you will be able to walk out.
因为这些你把它当作是神给你的磨练。
Because you take these as the trials from God.
第四件事情，你要奔跑路程。
The number four is you need to run the race.
最糟糕的状况就是在原地踏步。
The worst is to take steps but at the same place.
因为你力气耗尽了，但是你毫无结果。
Because you spend your energy, but there's no result.
你没有向前迈进。
You have not taken stride forward.
我们刚学开车上高速公路就有这种感觉。
When we just learn to drive to get onto a highway, we have this kind of feeling.
你想进入快车道，但是所有开车的人都不让你。
You try to get onto a fast lane, but people won't let you in.
但是你后面的人又等不及了，一直在那里按喇叭，用灯照你。
And the people behind you cannot wait. They honk at you. They shine lights at you.
其实你根本不必去想别人怎么样。
Actually, you don't need to care about what people are treating you.
因为是你的位置，是你的车子，是你的生命啊。
Because it's your position, your car, and your life.
你只要等一个合理的距离，你就加油冲上去。
As long as you find a good distance, you just gas up and dash into it.
你一上去，你会发现后面的人都会让你的。
And once you dash into it, you realize that people will yield to you.
向前迈进，这个是走出困境最重要的一步之一。
Stride forward is the most important step in getting out of a bad situation.
最后，你要仰望耶稣。
Finally, you need to focus on Jesus.
我们向前迈进需要有一个清楚的目标。
We go forward, we need to have a clear objective.
不然你向前一冲冲过分了就掉到桥的下面去了。
Otherwise, if you dash forward too much, you might fall over the bridge.
什么是我们前进的目标呢？
What is the goal for our striding forward?
错误的目标不可能有人生正确的结果。
Wrong goal will not bring us right results.
基督徒都知道我们人生的目标是耶稣基督。
All Christians know that the goal of our lives is Jesus Christ.
我们的一生都是向他朝着他前进。
Our whole lives are marching towards him.
就好像在茫茫大海中黑暗里船要驶进港一样。
It's just like in the darkness of a big ocean, a ship wants to get into a harbor.
那个驾驶员他必须定睛注视着灯塔。
The captain must watch, look at the lighthouse.
因为那是能够让他安全进港的目标。
Because that is the goal that will lead him safely into a harbor.
在你人生的风浪中，你不能用银行的账户做你的目标。
In the storm of our lives, you cannot use your bank account as your goal.
你也不能够用你的父母或者你的配偶做你人生的目标。
You cannot use make your parents or your spouse as your goal.
甚至你更不能用你的儿女来养你做你的目标。
You cannot make your children tendering for you when you're getting old as your goal.
我们只能够依靠永不改变的耶稣。
We could only rely on the never changing Jesus.
他是我们信心的依靠，我们人生的目标。
He's the foundation of our faith and the goal of our lives.
这里说有许多的见证人，如同云彩围绕着我们。
Here it says, there are many witnesses like clouds around us.
这是教会生活最特别的地方。
This is the special part of church life.
就是神会使我们当中有许多奇妙的见证。
That is, God will give us many, many testimonies among us.
我们分享出来就能够互相的鼓励。
When we share those, we can encourage each other.
当然我们今天没有时间讲这些见证，可是你们有时间需要彼此的分享。
We don't have time to talk about such testimonies today, but among the congregation, you need to share.
人生苦难是避免不了。
Suffering in human lives cannot be avoided.
但是我们可以走出困境。
But we can walk out of them.
你要放下重担。
You need to put down your burdens.
脱去罪的缠累。
Lay aside sins that cling onto you.
忍耐接受磨练。
And have endurance.
奔跑继续向前。
Run the race forward.
然后让你的信心扎根于耶稣基督。
and let your faith be rooted in Jesus Christ.
那我们看看信心的榜样，耶稣基督。
Let us take a look at the best role model of faith, that's Jesus Christ.
耶稣来到这个世上的目的，就是要给我们留下一个好的榜样，叫我们能够遵照着去行。
Jesus came to this world is to give us a good role model so we can follow.
我们一起再来把第十二章第二节一同念一遍，请。他因那摆在前面的喜乐，就轻看羞辱，忍受了十字架的苦难，便坐在神宝座的右边。耶稣用30年的时间为木匠的儿子。
Jesus spent his first 30 years as a son of a carpenter.
他家乡的人藐视他，他们说：“哎，你爸爸不在了，你会坐椅子像你爸爸那样好吗？”
And the people in his village despised him, saying that your father is not here. Can you make chairs as good as what your father made?
他出来传道，他的弟弟妹妹们就讥笑他说：“哎，做什么啊？你不成家养孩子，你想要闹革命啊？”
He came out to spread, to preach, and his brothers and sisters mocked at him, saying, "Why don't you make a family?"
许多人在当时就嘲笑他。
Many people mock him.
哎呀，今天怎么样？耶稣，你再变一个把戏，让我们看看是不是你真是从神那里来的。
Jesus, why don't you show another miracle to us so we can know that you are from God?
他受尽了人对他的讽刺嘲笑。
He has endured all such mocking from people.
但是他只有一个讨好的对象。
But he has only one objective that he wants to please.
就是他重看天父的旨意。
That is, he take his father's Godfather's will seriously.
什么是信心？
What is faith?
什么是信心？
What is faith?
信心不是对自己要做的事很有把握。
Faith is not to have a good grasp on what you want to do.
信心也不是相信会成功就成功。
Faith is not what you believe that you will succeed and you will succeed.
信心是相信这是天父的旨意。
Faith is to believe that this is will from Heaven Father, Heavenly Father.
当我们相信这是天父的旨意，这才是真正的信心。
When we believe that this is the will from Heavenly Father, this is true faith.
每一对要结婚的新人在开始接受辅导的时候，我都会问他们一句话。
Every couple who are going to get married and come to be counseled by a pastor, pastor will ask them one thing.
通不过的话，那下面都没了。
If you cannot pass, then there will be nothing after.
那句话就是，你真的明白你们要结婚是天父的旨意吗？
That question is, do you truly understand that you two wanting to get married is God's will?
因为基督徒婚姻的成功不是基于他们彼此相爱。
Because success of a Christian marriage is not based on that, the fact that they love each other.
也不是基于门当户对。
It's also not based on being comparable of the two families.
而是基于他们相信这是天父的旨意，要他们组成一个家庭，可以养育后代。
It is based on their belief that this is God's will for them to make a family to have offspring.
如果他们有这样的信心，神就要祝福他们的婚姻。
If they have such faith, God will bless their marriage.
不论在怎么样子的困难跟苦境中，他们都相信是出于神的旨意，他们都能够安然度过。
It does not matter what kind of suffering or problems they may encounter, as long as they believe this is God's will, they will be able to endure.
同样的，如果你相信这是天父的旨意，那怎么样的困难你都能够度过。
Similarly, if you believe that this is God's will, doesn't matter what kind of difficulty you will be able to endure.
因为如果是天父的旨意，其他一切的事情就不重要了。
Because if this is God's will, everything else becomes not important.
那你就轻松，你就有喜乐。
Then you'll be light burdened, you'll have joy.
再多的痛苦，你也有力量去承受。
However much suffering there is, you will have strength to take.
所以你重看天父的旨意，是因为天父不会错。
So you take Heavenly Father's will seriously because our Godfather will not make mistakes.
但真正的信心不但是重看天父的旨意，也是要轻看自己的苦。
But the true faith is not only take Heavenly Father's will seriously, it also needs us to despise our own suffering.
因为耶稣他承受很大的苦，但是他都不以这个为苦为念。
Because Jesus took a lot of suffering and he did not take them as burdens.
我们常常夸口说，哎呀，你看我多努力，我付出多少代价。
We often brag ourselves, saying, see how much work I did, I tried very hard.
我吃了多少的苦才有今天的我。
I suffered so much, so I have today.
你越这样的想，你就越觉得自己了不起。
The more you think about that, the more you think you are so wonderful.
你所受的苦也一再被你放大。
The suffering you went through are also being amplified by you.
你觉得别人都不认识你，或者是对不起你。
You think people don't understand you.
其实人人都有苦，你吃苦也不要自豪。
Everybody suffers, so don't be prideful that you suffered.
讲实在话，我们现代人所受的苦比从前，就是我们上一代的都要轻省得多。
The truth is, the sufferings we endure is a lot less than our previous generations.
我父亲他在年轻的时候经历的那一些的苦，日本的侵华战争战略各样的苦难。
The pastor's father went through a lot of sufferings during the Japanese war.
他曾经说，在逃难的时候，饥饿没有东西吃，看到地上草都想拉起来嚼一嚼。
And he talked about when they were trying to escape from the Japanese, they were so hungry when they saw the grass on the roadside, they even wanted to eat those.
十字架是做什么用的？
What's the purpose of the cross?
十字架是对付罪、对付老我的工具。
The cross is a means to deal with sins, to deal with our old selves.
骄傲是老我最容易犯的罪。
Pride is the most common sin of our old selves.
所以连受苦的骄傲也应当钉死在十字架上。
So even the pride of having been suffered also need to be nailed on the cross.
主耶稣为我们忍受了十字架的苦刑。
Lord Jesus suffered the cross for us.
所以他能够体验我们所要受的苦。
So he can understand the sufferings that we go through.
不但如此，他仍然坐在宝座上为我们向天父代求。
Not only that, he's still sitting on the throne and pray for us.
所以我们可以仰望他，求他的帮助。
So we can focus on him and ask him to help.
第三，我们要了解苦难是与罪恶相争。
Third, we need to understand that suffering is a result of struggling against sin.
我们来读第三、第四节，请。那忍受罪人这样顶撞的，你们要思想，免得疲倦灰心。你们与罪恶相争，还没有抵挡到流血的地步。魔鬼不会逼我们犯罪。他只会引诱我们犯罪。
Satan will not force us to sin, but Satan will only tempt us to sin.
但许多的苦难确实是魔鬼在攻击我们。
But many sufferings is due to Satan's attack.
好像约伯一样，魔鬼就是要他放弃对神的信仰。
Like in the case of Job, Satan wanted him to give up his faith of God.
有的人得了严重的疾病，心里面就怨恨神。
Some people have suffered health problems, and they start to complain about God.
渐渐灰心，就不再祷告，只有在那里挣扎。
And they start to get discouraged and stop praying, and they just try to struggle by themselves.
这是非常的可惜，因为不但是放弃神，更是放弃得胜的机会。
This is such a pity because not only they give up on God, they also give up the possibility of conquering.
因为每一个危机在神看来都是转机。
Because every crisis in God's eye is an opportunity.
为的是叫我们能够依靠他而得胜。
So we can conquer based on him.
当我们与罪恶相斗争的时候，首先我们要思想耶稣基督他已经担负我们的罪。
When we struggle against sin, we need to think that Jesus Christ has already taken upon our sins.
只有他把我们的罪挪去的时候，我们才会得到真正的自由跟释放。
Only when he takes away our sins, we can get true freedom from bondage.
那很多人都知道 Christopher Yuan 啊，袁佑轩的见证。
Many people know the witness of Christopher Yuan.
当时他被两个罪捆绑。
He was in the bondage of two sins.
一个是吸毒又贩毒。
One is drug use and dealing.
一个是同性恋的罪。
The other one is homosexual.
所以当他认识了耶稣基督之后，他知道耶稣已经为他的罪而死。
So when he started to know Jesus, he realized that Jesus has already died for his sins.
他可以经验到得到自由跟释放。
He could be freed from such bondage.
那你如果上网站看他最近所发表的这些YouTube.
If you go to YouTube to see what his recent postings,
他还是承认他有受同性吸引的折磨。
He still admits that sometimes he's tormented by the attraction of same sex.
但是每一次他想到耶稣基督已经对付了他的罪，他就得到清省，就得到释放。
But every time he thought about the fact that Jesus has already died for his sins, he gets freedom.
所以当罪的诱惑跟压力来到的时候，我们要马上思想耶稣。
So when temptation of sin comes, we need to think of Jesus immediately.
这样我们才能够继续的抵挡罪的攻击。
So we can continue to struggle against such sins.
恋同性这一种的倾向不是罪。
Homosexuality itself is not sin.
Tendency to be homosexuality is not sin. 正如有人生来就脾气凶暴。
Some people have bad tempers from birth.
纵容去犯同性恋的罪才是罪。
To practice homosexuality is sin.
就好像一个人他生来脾气不好，但是他开始乱打人的时候，那个就是犯罪。
Just like when somebody who is born with bad temper, but when this person starts to hit other people, that is sin.
因此，这个罪呢是需要去对付的。
So sins need to be dealt with.
这里说，我们和罪相争，还没有到流血的地步，或者是抵挡到死的地步。
Here it says that in your struggle against sin, you have not yet resisted to the point of shedding your blood.
就好像我们会有这样的决心说，哎呀，我就是饿死了，我也绝对不偷别人一块饼。
Just like we can resolve not to steal any bread from other people, even if I starve to death.
只有你有这样的决心，你才不会犯罪。
Only when you have such resolution, you will not sin.
这叫做与罪恶相争。
This is called struggling against sin.
然后我们要接受苦难的磨练。
We also need to accept the trials of suffering.
因为我们相信这是天父的管教。
Because we believe that this is discipline from our Heavenly Father.
我们来看第五节，请念：你们又忘了那劝你们如同劝儿子的话，说：我儿，你不可轻看主的管教，被他责备时也不可灰心，因为主所爱的他必管教，又鞭打凡所收纳的儿子。一件苦难发生的时候，是在乎于你怎么样去看这件苦难。
When suffering comes, it depends on how you view it.
如果你承认这是一个倒霉吃亏，那你心中一定会有苦毒。
If you think this is bad luck, and you will have bad feelings among yourselves.
这样子的苦毒会影响你跟你周围相近的人。
And such bad feelings will affect people around you.
但如果你看是出于天父的管教，那就不一样。
But if you view this as discipline from Heavenly Father, then it will be different.
因为父母对儿女都是要管教的。
Because all parents need to discipline their children.
我们不能够轻看管教。
We cannot take discipline lightly.
因为做父母的不会无缘无故把儿女拉来打一顿。
Because parents will not beat their children with no reason.
所以当错误发生，父母才要更正。
So parents need to correct children when they do things wrong.
可能有人会说，我又没有犯什么罪，我怎么会得癌症？
Some people might say, I did not have any crime. Why would I get cancer?
当然，得癌症不是你的错误造成的。
Having cancer may not be caused by your wrongdoings.
但神容许癌症的发生，是要帮助你更正其他的罪。
But God allows cancer to be on you is to help you to correct other sins.
我的亲家母大家都知道，她六十岁的时候得了六十多岁得了肺癌。
Pastor's mother-in-law got lung cancer when she was 60-some years old.
她是一个大好人呢，别人都觉得她冤枉。
She's a good person. Everybody thinks it's not fair.
但我们在他的病床旁边，我们就知道。
But we are standing next to her bed, we realize.
他认了许多的罪。
She admitted many sins.
你知道，一个人如果他能够在离开这个世界以前，把他所有的罪都更正，这是一件非常幸福的事。
If a person can correct all his sins before he leaves this world, it's a wonderful thing.
因为他可以免去永远的审判。
Because he can.Get rid of the eternal judgment.
接受父母的管教，不必灰心。
Take parents' disciplines. Don't get discouraged.
有爱做基础。
Because there is a basis that is love.
上个礼拜六，师母送人去机场。
Last Saturday, pastor's wife took somebody to the airport.
在 I-75 被另外一个人从旁边撞过来。
She was hit. Her car was hit by somebody else on I-75.
警察来的时候，那个人却说他直行，师母撞了他。
When police came, this person just lied, saying that he was driving straight, and it was pastor's wife who hit that person.
过了三天，我拿到警察的报告，看到上面写的是师母前行，那人换道。
Three days later, Pastor got the police report. It says it was his wife was driving straight, and that the other person was changing lane.
为什么无缘无故就有灾难的来到呢？
Why would there be suffering with no reason?
我们都知道是神在管教我们。
We understand God is disciplining us.
叫我们不要太得意。每一年开25,000英里的路，那是老手啊。
Make us not to be too prideful. Every year driving 25,000 miles, that's a expert.
但是人老了看不清，别人也不让，那不撞人，别人也要撞你啊。
But when we are getting older, our vision becomes blurry. You don't let other people in. Other people may even just try to get in to bump you into.
最后，对方的保险公司全赔。
So eventually, the other insurance company paid everything.
各位，我们不要灰心，因为是出于神的，神一定会保守。主要是我们学了功课没有。
So don't be discouraged. As long as things are from God, God will help us.
因为管教有一个主要的意思是为着我们好。
Because disciplining has a main purpose is to for our own good.
时间关系，我们不念了。这里告诉我们说，管教儿女的意义是什么
？Here tells us the meaning of discipline.
就是管教是出于爱啊。
Discipline is from love.
父母跟孩子之间有生命的关系，有爱的成分。
Parents and children are connected by lives.
别人的孩子偷钱，你不会生气，因为跟你没有这个生命的关系。
other children steal, you will not get upset because you don't have life relationship with them.
你自己的孩子做坏事，你就会感到痛苦。
Your own children doing bad things, you feel painful.
同样的，当我们犯罪的时候，我们的天父也会感到痛苦。
Same thing, when we sin, our Heavenly Father will feel pain.
所以他要管教我们。
So he wants to discipline us.
管教本身就是一个责任。
Discipline itself is a responsibility.
天父把儿女交在我们手中来养育，有一天他要向我们交账的，要我们交账的。
Heavenly Father put children in our hands. One day we need to report to Him.
每一个人到神那里去，神都会问两个问题啊。
Every person going to God, God will ask this person two questions.
第一个就是你带了多少人信主啊
？First is how many people have you preached gospel?
第二个就是你有孩子啊，你有没有教育他们信靠神啊
？Second, if you have children, have you taught them to believe and trust in God?
我们向外人传福音，但是我们自己儿女的都不信神，那不是最大的羞耻吗？
We preach gospel to other people, but our own children do not believe in God. That's a shame.
所以要趁着还有今天，就是哭着也要向他们做见证。
So take the opportunity today, witness to them even by crying.
唯有信靠耶稣能够救你脱离罪。
Only rely on Jesus Christ who can take you away from your sins.
你仔细想想这句话，有没有其他可以转变的一个对象？唯有信靠耶稣能救你脱离罪。
So is there another way? Only believe and rely on Jesus Christ, you can be freed from sins.
管教也是叫我们得益处。
Discipline is also for our benefit.
没有父母管教儿女是为了娱乐自己的。
No parents to are trying to be entertained by disciplining their children.
同样，我们受苦不能够增添上帝一点的快乐的。
Same thing. When we suffer, we will not add any pleasure to God.
因为他选择我们，他要跟我们一同受苦。
Because he chose us, he is going to go through suffering with us.
目的就是要帮助我们走出困境而得到灵性的增长。
The purpose is to help us to walk out of difficult situations and to grow in our faith.
所以我常说，管教儿女，你打得厉害，也要抱得紧。
So Pastor often said, to discipline your children, the harder you hit, the more you need to embrace them.
人想改变，有三个原因。
People want to change. There are three reasons.
是脱离苦难，是希望变好，是受到刺激。
Is to try to escape from trouble, or want to become better, or be provoked.
所以神才会容许苦难临到我们，是为着我们好。
So God allows suffering to be on us is for our good.
他用苦难做一个工具，使我们能够改变。
God uses suffering as a tool so we can change.
他也会给我们力量去帮助我们改变。
Will also give us strength and help us.
如果你在困境当中，有五个步骤帮助你走出困境。
If you are in a difficult situation, there are five ways you can get out.
你要放下重担，不必忧愁。
You need to put down your burdens. Don't worry.
你要对付罪，逃避犯罪。
You need to deal with sins and escape from sins.
你要存心忍耐，接受磨练。
You need to have endurance and accept trials.
你要起来奔跑路程，向前迈进。
You need to run the race, stride forward.
你要仰望耶稣，他才是我们信心的根据。
You need to focus on Jesus. He is the basis of our faith.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let us pray.
天父，我们感谢你，因为你虽然没有挪去我们的苦难，你却给我们应许，同我们一同承受苦难。
Heavenly Father, we thank you, even though you did not take away our sufferings, but you promised us that you will be with us when we suffer.
我们相信苦难是你的旨意，那我们就能够走出困境。
We believe suffering is your will so that we can walk out of it.
天父帮助我们不要害怕苦难的来到。
Heavenly Father, help us so that we will not be afraid that we might have suffering.
而要害怕我们不肯对付罪，
and help us to be afraid that we may not be willing to deal with our sins.
求圣灵常常光照我们的心，做一个清洁的人。
May the Holy Spirit shine into our hearts so we be a clean person.
就这个礼拜开始，我们就要再立志，能够做一个得你心意、清清洁洁的儿女。
Starting this week, let us resolve to become your children and to please you.
请听我们的祷告。
Please listen to our prayers.
奉主耶稣基督的圣名。
Pray in the Jesus our Christ. Amen.
Amen.
朋友，你有没有相信主耶稣呢？我们活在耶稣里福音事工的核心，就是用耶稣真理来引导慕道友相信永生救主，并勉励基督徒在主耶稣里不断更新生命。如果你还没有相信神的话，就请在我们网页下端点击永生之道，信靠主而得到永生的祝福。